From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday that 36 hours into the Iraqi and Kurdish military offensive to liberate Mosul from the Islamic State has not seen any immediate large outflows from the city. Meanwhile, President Obama is hosting the Italian Prime Minister at the White House today. In a press conference moments ago, President Obama said without hesitation that Italy is one of the United States' strongest allies and one of our closest friends. President Obama, at the same press conference, slapped down Donald Trump for seeking to discredit next month's election with allegations of vote rigging, telling the Republican nominee to stop whining. Facing sinking poll numbers and accusations of sexual assault, Trump has stepped up charges that the White House race is being rigged against him, warning of large-scale voter fraud. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday hailed the announcement of a 72-hour truce in Yemen starting later this week and called for its unconditional renewal. The cessation of hostilities between Yemeni forces and their Saudi backers and Houthi rebels and allied forces loyal to ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh is due to take effect on Thursday. An Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have each been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. According to the Tehran prosecutor, the Mizan news agency announced that Saimak Namazi and his father, both dual citizens, were convicted of cooperating with the hostile American government. The Taliban and senior Afghan government officials have held two secret meetings since September in Qatar in a bid to restart long-stalled peace negotiations, according to sources Tuesday. An official in the National Unity Government in Kabul told AFP that the two rounds of discussions took place in Doha. The development comes as more than 350,000 Afghan refugees have returned home from Pakistan this year, according to UN data. More extensive and uniform training is needed to win the war on human trafficking, a lucrative and criminal industry, according to a U.S. panel. In its first annual report issued Tuesday, the United States Advisory Council on Human Trafficking said, although federal law enforcement officers and support staff are more aware of the issue, they need training that provides comprehensive and standardized understanding of all forms of human trafficking. Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will hold a summit in Berlin on Wednesday. They are to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk Peace Accord for Ukraine, according to the French presidency. The summit will also discuss the next steps in the process toward ending the crisis in eastern Ukraine, according to the statement Tuesday. The meeting between the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Russian, French, and Ukrainian presidents Vladimir Putin, François Hollande, and Petro Poroshenko were set in a flurry of telephone consultations. Saudi Arabia Tuesday executed a member of the royal family for murder. It's a rare case involving one of the thousands of members of the House of Saud. Prince Turki bin Saud Al Kabir was put to death in the capital of Riyadh for the shooting death of Abdel Mohammed, a Saudi, during a brawl, according to the Interior Ministry in a statement. Kabir was the 134th local or foreigner put to death this year. President Barack Obama's administration said Tuesday that it had scored another trade victory over China after Beijing ended a disputed tax policy that favored Chinese-produced aircraft in violation of global trade rules. The U.S. Trade Representative filed a dispute in December with the World Trade Organization, charging that China's 17% value-added tax on smaller aircraft, such as business jets, discriminated against imported aircraft. China's decision to end the tax exemptions for aircraft under 25 metric tons effectively ends the WTO settlement dispute process. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.